This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We wish you a warm welcome to the Christian Crusaders radio and internet program. How can we, as followers of Jesus Christ, be a blessing in the life of a non-Christian? In this week's program, we're going to continue our Just Walk Across the Room series as we learn what it means to be salt of the earth.
The world is full of people that are far from God. And because of that, on Christian Crusaders these days, we're doing a little series called Just Walk Across the Room to learn how a follower of Jesus can have a positive, eternal impact on other people. Today we'll look at a helpful concept called 3D living. Stay with us. We begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we praise you this day for your grace and faithfulness. Thank you for loving us and coming after us through Jesus. We would be so lost without him. May our worship together be pleasing to you this day. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. Our reading for today is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. The words of Jesus. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. Here ends our reading. Dear friends, there have been several stories on the news in the last few weeks about people who have gotten lost. A few weeks ago, there's the story of the sailors who were lost at sea and being searched for by the Coast Guard. Around my area, a young man disappeared, and there were search parties being formed to find him. Not too long ago, I read of a person who had wandered away from a nursing care home. A little girl was missing on the news 2 days ago. Again and again, we see stories about people getting lost. God's Word tells us that we live in a world full of lost people that need to be found, but God's Word is talking about a different kind of lostness. This lostness has some serious consequences attached to it, eternal consequences. It's spiritual lostness, being far away from God. And Jesus has told us that God loves lost people, and he wants them to get found, that he is actually in the lost and found business, and he expects those of us in his church who follow Jesus to join him in this enterprise. In today's passage, Jesus touches upon it once again in the statement he made in the Sermon on the Mount, when he says, "You are the salt of the earth." First of all, that "you" is emphatic. It's meant to be taken personally. He's talking to those who are following him. You, he says, are the salt of the earth. Now, to say that you're the salt of the earth is, first of all, saying to those folks, you are valuable. You're valuable, first of all, to God. You see, back in those days, salt was a precious commodity. Rome actually paid their soldiers with salt. Thus came the saying, he's worth his salt. You are valuable to God. You're created in his image. You have been died for at the cross by Jesus Christ. And as a follower of Christ, you are a holy instrument of his, set apart to do great things for the kingdom of God. But Jesus is not only saying you're valuable to God, he's saying you are valuable to the world around you. You are the salt of the earth. I love the fact that I've never noticed this before, but he says, you're the salt, you know, exclusive, not you are some salt, but you are the salt because you follow the way, the truth, and the life. Why would salt be considered valuable in the world? Well, first of all, anybody knows that salt creates thirst, doesn't it? We go to a movie theater, we order a box of popcorn, and they salt it down, and then they charge us double the price for the pop because they know that that popcorn with salt on it makes us very thirsty. Jesus is saying you have the possibility, when people brush up against you, of making them thirsty for God. Salt was also a preservative. They didn't have refrigerators back then, did they? So if you were a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee and you wanted to get your fish that you caught up to the market, how could you get it to town without the fish spoiling? You would salt it down. Salt preserves and keeps things from rotting and deteriorating. Jesus seems to be saying you're valuable to this earth that has a deteriorating thing going on. You can run into deteriorating people and actually be a preservative in their lives. Give them life again. And salt is also a great flavor, a spice, isn't it? Nothing like a little salt in a bowl of soup that has been cooked up for us. And that salt gives just the right taste. Just basically saying, in other words, you have the ability to spice up somebody else's life as they rub up against yours as a follower of Jesus. In other words, to be called salt, then, is to have the ability to affect others positively for God, to help them get found. You really are valuable to the people around you. But here's the thing about salt, which is what I'm sure Jesus had to have been thinking about when he used this metaphor of salt. Salt is only good when it's in close proximity to its object that needs salting. In other words, another way of putting it would be, salt is only good when it gets out of the salt shaker. The church was not meant to be a salt warehouse, keeping the salt to ourselves and just salting one another. We're called to be salt in the world, to touch lives, to not hibernate and huddle, but to let that gospel that has taken grip on our lives have an impact on the lives of those around us. And here's how that happens. How can I be salt in the earth? The answer to that is what we're calling in our sermon today, living in 3D. There are 3 D's that need to be followed if we're going to be salt. The person who's a 3D follower of Jesus is going to be about the task of developing friendships. That's the first D. Engaging in the lives of the people around you, some who may be far away from a relationship with God. We're actually following in the footsteps of Jesus when we work on developing friendships. In one of the paraphrase versions of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it's written, God was in Christ making friends with the world. So we're being very Christ-like when we get interested in people and build relationships with them. We need to be very intentional about that. I live by this adage, I hope you do too, which states, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. If you're going to be a salt in someone's life, there needs to be a relationship established if you're going to share the gospel with someone. Now, what do you suppose are the things that get in the way of developing those kinds of friendships with those that might be far away from God? Well, number one, I confess this one for myself. It's so easy to get distracted with my own life things that I stop seeing people or paying attention or stop wondering about people and their relationship with God. when we lose that intentionality, of course we're not going to be developing friendships with people. We need to start seeing people and wondering about them. The other thing is, I think that within the Christian faith, we have a tendency to be kind of living in a cocoon or a Christian ghetto, if you want to call it that. The more involved you get with Jesus, the more your relational world starts to shrink and becomes inhabited only with Christian people and Christian things. And the rest of the world just kind of goes on by without us paying much notice to them. So that gets in the way. So 3D people are busy developing friendships and communicating with others that I like you and I care about you and I'm interested in you. You make a friend by being a friend. No strings attached. Just as Jesus was interested in people, likewise, he calls us to be interested in others as well. And you don't have to look far. God places all kinds of people in your path during your daily routines. It might be the parents sitting next to you as you're watching a hockey game and the kids are out on the ice. It might be some teammates on a softball team or a bowling team or guys that you golf with on a regular basis. Or it might be a waiter that you've become familiar with at a local restaurant, or someone who makes your sandwich at Subway, or the cashier at the gas station, or the neighbor in your cul-de-sac, or your barber, or the nurse who's taking care of you in the hospital or the home. All of these people are people that God values and wants you to value too. So get interested in developing friendships with people. Number two, the second D, 3D people discover stories as they're developing the friendships. There's power in listening and asking good open questions of others and showing interest in their stories. I live by this adage as well. God gave us two ears and one mouth for a good reason. Learn people's stories. Everyone has one. It might be a positive, it might be a negative experience with church or with God or with a faith that they've walked away from. It may just be that they've never had the opportunity to ever know that they can have a relationship with God, but get to know their stories. When you're listening to someone, you're expressing value to them, as well as picking up valuable information so that you can proceed sensitively to their needs. And finally, 3D people, after they've developed a friendship and have discovered people's stories, they discern, with the Holy Spirit's help, next steps. Next steps are a little bit riskier. It's going a little bit deeper. It's about maybe taking a conversation to another level. Or it might be asking the question, how can I add value to this individual's life and be helpful to them? What resources can I sprinkle into this individual's life? Maybe it's a deeper question about their spiritual journey and being willing to listen. Maybe it's seeing a need in their life and trying to fill it. It might be offering them generously things like your time. Give them your attention. Maybe it's a CD. Maybe it's a DVD. Maybe it's a book that's been meaningful to you. But you're busy being a resource provider to them. And you're with them for the long haul with patience, just loving on them. So 3D living is what it takes. Developing friendships, discovering stories, and discerning those next steps and carrying them out. That helps you to be the salt in people's lives. And I want to tell you, you can do this. You can do this and make a difference for Christ. By the way, did you notice in our reading that Jesus' concern for maintaining our potency as salt? He says, but if salt loses its taste, it's not good for much. In other words, you need to also be taking care of yourself as you're pouring yourself into others. Keep feeding yourself on the Word of God and living that Word out so that you can be that light that shines that for people as they see God at work in you. You need to be rubbing shoulders with other Christians in a small group setting or in a worship setting, getting fed with the Word of God, and pray that God might use you. Someone might ask, that sounds like a lot of effort. Is it really worth it? Let me read you a letter from a new believer to a friend who influenced her for Christ. It reads as follows. You know, when we met, I began to discover a new vulnerability, a warmth and lack of pretense that impressed me. I saw in you a thriving spirit. No signs of internal stagnation anywhere. I could tell that you were a growing person, and I liked that. I saw that you had strong self-esteem, not based on the fluff of self-help books, but on something a whole lot deeper. I saw that you lived by convictions and priorities, and not just by convenience, selfish pleasure, and financial gain. And I had never met anyone like that before. Did you pick up on that? Here's somebody, it sounds like, that has really maintained their potency by living in God's Word and following it. The letter goes on. I felt a depth of love and concern as you listened to me and didn't judge me. You tried to understand me. You sympathized and you celebrated with me. You demonstrated kindness and generosity, and not just to me, but to other people as well. And you stood for something. You were willing to go against the grain of society and follow what you believed to be true, no matter what people said and no matter how much it cost you. And for those reasons and a whole host of others, I found myself really wanting what you had. Now that I've become a Christian, I wanted to write to tell you that I'm grateful beyond words for how you lived out your Christian faith in front of me. Is it worth it? Absolutely. My encouragement to you today, develop friendships, discover people's stories, and by the power of the Holy Spirit working in you as a gospel-filled person, discern what the next steps could be that you could do to be a blessing in an individual's life that God has placed in your life. You can do this. Just walk across the room. It's time to get started. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, you have called us to be salty people, developing friendships with those in our sphere of influence, discovering their stories, and even providing resources for them to discover the great love you've shown them through Jesus. We will be the salt of the earth. By the power of your Holy Spirit, use us to make a difference in someone else's life this week for the sake of the gospel. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will help you to remember the three D's of living a salty life. Develop friendships, discover stories, and discern next steps. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. You can also find this week's message as well as past messages online on our website. be sure to check us out online at ChristianCrusaders.org, where you will find both an audio and printed copy of our message, as well as many other spiritual items. We are happy you chose to worship with us, and we pray you will join us again next week on this station. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, on air and online now in its 80th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.